I don't know if you're a fan of the movie The Godfather, or if you're familiar with it, but in it, Vito Corleone, played by Marlon Brando, sends the family lawyer, or the consigliere in Italian, Tom Hagen, played by Robert Duvall. He sends him to Hollywood, and Tom's mission is to ask studio head Jack Waltz to give a role in a movie to Vito's godson, a singer called Johnny Fontaine. During dinner at the movie mogul's mansion, Waltz refuses Hagen's request, saying, "Just tell him he should ask me anything else, but this is one favor I can't give him." And Tom Hagen replies, "He never asks for a second favor when he's been refused the first. Understood?" At this point, Waltz loses his temper and explains exactly why Johnny Fontaine will never get the movie. Of course, it's all to do with the woman. Waltz shouts at the lawyer and tells him to get out. And Tom Hagen's reply at this point in the script has always been a favorite of mine. "Thank you for the dinner and the very pleasant evening. Now, if your car could take me to the airport, Mr. Corleone is a man who insists on hearing bad news immediately. Well, I have some news for you, which I think you will want to hear immediately. Now, whether it's bad news or not, I'm not sure. It depends on what we all make of it together. A few weeks ago, the Bishop of Dorking contacted me asking for a meeting. She said she was aware of some struggles here in the parish of Send in relation to the parish share. She wanted to be helpful so far as she is able, and we met on Thursday. Following my meeting with Bishop Joe, I wrote a short paper for presentation to the PCC at its next meeting on Monday the 4th of November, a week tomorrow. The title of the paper is Parish Funding and the Future, and the Secretary will hopefully send it to all PCC members later today. I've also printed copies of the paper on a distinctive pink colour, and you will be able to have one at the end of the service. But I'd also like to read the paper to you now to ensure as many as possible become aware of its contents, and also because if you hear it from me, it may add some interpretation that you wouldn't necessarily immediately get from reading it. So, parish funding and the future. Background. Changes a few years ago to the calculation of parish share in the Guildford Diocese mean more will be asked of the parish of Send and various other parishes. The five-year transition phase towards the new full rate of £80,244 has begun. What are we asked to pay in parish share? Well, in December 2018, almost a year ago, we were informed that for the parish of Send, the following indicative parish share figures will apply in the next 5 years. I've put them up at various points around the church just to assist you, just to go through them briefly. So this year we're expected to pay about 39,000, next year 51,000, almost 52,000, then 64, 78, and 80,000. And the 80,000 is reckoned to be what it costs or what it's expected to cost for a parish to have a full-time priest working and living in the parish in 5 years' time. Now, the good news is that we currently expect to be able to meet our parish share for this year, for 2019. As of today, we have already paid £30,000, and we expect to pay the balance for this year very early in 2020. But what about beyond that? What about next year and the years after? Well, here it becomes a bit more unclear. It is unclear to me at the moment how we can meet the parish share for next year of £51,871. Now, we've taken some steps to raise financial awareness and to recruit more support and giving. But the effects have been insufficient to meet the rising costs. And looking further ahead, the prospect of paying over £80,000 each year in parish share seems perhaps impossible and a disheartening expectation, maybe. But the present position is unsustainable. We are no longer paying our way. Yes, we are currently paying the parish share that we have been asked to pay, £39,500 or so. But this is only about half the cost of a full-time priest living and ministering in the parish. So we are being subsidised by other people. What are our options? Well, basically two. The first option is that we urgently find effective ways to pay our way. We increase our income and we pay the parish share rates. The second option, broadly, is that we accept that St. Mary's Church Send can no longer afford a full-time priest and make the necessary adjustments. If that was the option, the best way to manage it would be cooperatively and realistically, rather than grumpily. What next? Well, a couple of things. I've spoken with Juliet Evans, who is a diocesan stewardship advisor, following up her visit to us last November when she came to speak with the PCC. Juliet and her departmental colleagues stand ready to offer further advice, guidance, and support. And I've agreed with Juliet that we could arrange suitable meetings to review our progress with diocesan advisors and to consider further possible developments. And the other thing is that I've spoken with Bishop Joe Bailey Wells, the Bishop of Dorking, about the tenuous situation we face. Bishop Joe is very supportive. And she told me that after she's reflected on our conversations the other day, and after she's spoken with diocesan colleagues, she would contact me again as soon as possible. And she did say there is a strong sense of urgency associated with these matters. And I agreed with the bishop that the next phase would very usefully involve inviting someone from the diocesan administration to visit us to explain the issues in detail and to answer any questions people may wish to ask. And some final encouragements in this little paper, because I recognise it's quite a heavy and sombre message to hear, and I don't want us to be knocked off course and crushed so much that we become ineffective. I want this rather to be a spur to greater things. But let us recognize there is only so much any of us can do to address these matters. And I know we are praying and working hard for St. Mary's Church to continue to thrive as a Christian community, serving the whole parish of Send in word, deed, and sacrament with the love and the ways of Christ. And we all want that to continue. And further faithful efforts and generosity will be needed if we are to continue to face these challenges before us and to deal with them effectively. So let's not lose heart. As the proverbial King Solomon wrote, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths." That ends the paper, and that will be available for you to take away at the end of the service. I want to make just a few further comments this morning, and incidentally I should say I gave this exact same speech stroke sermon at 8 o'clock, and I've sent it to members of Sunday Club just to try to get maximum coverage as soon as possible. But let me add a few comments to what I've said. Firstly, the parish share figures that we've been given are not always easy to follow and understand. And I've done my best to interpret them and to faithfully pass on the numbers to you. And my intention is to leave these up for a little while as a reminder to pose questions for us. I'm not going to leave them up there forever because I think that would be intolerable and counterproductive. But for a while, it could be useful, just as we get used to the scale of what we've been asked to do. Anyway, I've done my best to interpret the figures. Now, there is some scope for different opinions about the figures, so you know, maybe you will have your own opinions. Whatever conversations we have about the precise numbers, please let us not lose sight of the wood for the trees, all right? It's probably best at this stage to focus on the big picture and not to be too fixated on particular numbers, which may change from time to time. The big picture is we're going to have to pay more. So secondly, I want to say whatever we think of the new parish share system, this is the system that is now being applied across the Diocese of Guildford. There is no returning to how things used to be. And strategic changes such as this are beyond our immediate control. Thirdly, although the precise costs of the parish share for any parish will be adjusted from time to time according to different factors, you know, as in any budgeting process for an organisation involving people, you can't always predict everything perfectly. But it's very important for us not to lose sight of a basic economic principle. We need to pay our way, or somebody has to. And more than that, I sense that subsidising parishes is now no longer affordable for the diocese. They've had a little bit of slack, maybe, but that seems to be coming to an end very quickly. So finally, to return to the Godfather, you may well recall that Don Corleone's response to Jack Waltz's refusal to give Johnny Fontaine a role was to send some people at night to kill Waltz's prize stallion and to leave its severed head in his bed. My friends, I'm sure it goes without saying that this is not the way of Christ. We need to be measured in our actions and in our words. We need to avoid feeling self-righteous and regarding anyone with contempt. We need to trust our Lord's teaching that all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Also, as I have been speaking and warning about the changes in parish share for several years, I imagine this latest development is not entirely a surprise. That said, it will inevitably take us time to understand all of the details and the realistic options available to us. And my view is that as the legally constituted leadership body in the church, the PCC is the right place next to take our conversations. But I'm pretty sure everybody needs to have a say soon enough. Determination will help, patience will help, faith will help. And so too will continuing in the love and the support and the respect that we've nurtured for one another with so much sacrifice and devotion, and which none of us want to lose or let go of. So I know this is a tough thing to say, and if you've been coming here for a while, you'll know how uncharacteristic it is that I'm even talking like this, all right? So I know it's difficult to hear, but I'm also pretty confident that this could be a useful kind of wake-up call for us if we need it. And that I'm sure we have various resources and people's expertise and experience who can help us to address what we must address. So, that's all I need to say. Do take one of these away at the end and have a think about it. You'll hear more of it. I very much hope that we can make some arrangements for a meeting or meetings for further explanation. And we'll work it out somehow. Whatever God's will is, we will work it out and we will follow it. Amen.